Jim.
This is Chris. I'm working the implant.
And you're listening to The Grind.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how's it going? As always, I'm Chris, and welcome to a new volume of The Grind PRC, number 136. Well, we've been slacking a bit in terms of producing new shows. Blame it on the summer. Blame it on our day jobs. Blame it on whatever. What matters is that we are gearing up for a great show today. As you heard at the top, we'll be talking to Chris and Jim from The Implants, the California-based band featuring members of bands like Pulley, Strung Out, The Tank, and 10-Foot Pole. Implants have finished recording their debut 12-track album and are currently in the process of mixing the first 6 tracks with the legendary Ryan Green. Although my pushing for an announcement of just when that album will be released didn't quite get a date, we will be jumping the gun on the official announcement of their first international show, which will be happening at the start of December. You'll find out exactly where that show is in the midst of our conversation, which will be coming up in just over 30 minutes. We'll be sandwiching my chat with Jim and Chris from Implants in amongst some great bands featured in our From the Mailbox segments, 6 in total, ranging from metal to melodic punk to hard rock. First up to bat in volume 136 of The Grind is Fast, fun punk infused with rock and metal influences played by 4 broke dudes who just love doing it for the hell of it. From Birmingham, UK, this is Laughing in the Face Of, with Never Tire. Never Tire could be a motto for Laughing in the Face Of, who formed back in 2002, saw their share of drummer changes and widening influences over the course of a few EPs, and eventually released Technically It's Not Our Fault on their own label, gaining them radio attention and leading them to 2011's The Lubrication of Social Anxiety release, out on Lockjaw Records. The Laughing in the Face Of tracks that you are hearing today are off of that release, including this next one, Herd of Gully Bulls.
One million.
These guys just recently opened for a Wilhelm Scream and have also shared the bill with Guttermouth, Set Your Goals, No Trigger, This Is a Standoff, Strung Out, and more. Facebook.com/laughinginthefaceof to stay connected with them and link to stream The Lubrication of Social Anxiety. This is Laughing in the Face Of. I'm not your buddy, guy. Are you ready for some more tour? This is For Glory.
Down.
Ottawa-based five-piece Mortour have a brand new album coming out on September 18th, and For Glory is just a taste. Shoot 'Em Up is the second release for the band, who started out as a solo project, which evolved into the full-fledged thrash of a metal band. Re-emerging as a more technical and powerful outfit following the departure of a few members, Mortour hit the Garage Studios to record with Christian Donaldson and engineer Matthew Marcotte. The latter rips a guitar solo on that For Glory track we just unloaded, and a solo by Christian can also be found within the album. Here's another serving from Mortour, Under the Flag. Comes out as an independent release later this month and is a strong progression from their debut 2010 release, Death From Above. Mortour.net or facebook.com/MORTOR Metal. You'll find them there for show dates, videos, and more news from the band. We're going to leave you off with one more from Shoot 'Em Up. This one might leave you with a sore headbanger's neck. Trigger Happy. and a new-ish track from Gallows last June. That was new a few months ago. Gallows giving the fans a bit of a sample of what they can expect with Alexis on Fire's Wade McNeil taking up the role of vocals. There is also a video floating around on the web for this if you want to take a few seconds to look for it. Up next, we've got some punk hardcore from a five-piece from Marseille in southern France, Wake the Dead. From their new EP, Meaningless Expectations, out earlier this year, also on Lockjaw Records, this is Reaching the Sky. Dead have been around since early 2010 and have already played more than 150 shows in 19 different countries. Dedicated to sharing their passion and their music, the guys are starting their Southeast Asian tour today with a date in Bangkok and then making their way through Malaysia for 4 shows, September 9th in Singapore, and then 5 shows in Indonesia to wrap it up by the 15th. A special 19-song release called Across the Sea is being put out, made up of their debut EP, The Things We Can't Forget, and that Lockjaw Records release, Meaningless Expectations. Here's another one off the newer half of that album, Sweet Words, Fuck Your Throat. follow their Southeast Asian tour antics on their Facebook, facebook.com/wakethedeadhardcore. And one more on the grind, The Feeling Inside. Loading up our chat with Chris and Jim from Implants, following a wicked track off of their forthcoming album, Implants Parallel. We'll be right back. We got you on the line here. You can hear me. I can hear you. I think we're good.
I hear you fine. This is Chris
and Jim.
Chris and Jim.
And Ken.
And Ken?
Well, I hear the man, but it's like we're actually driving the show right now.
Ah, you guys are doing the old multitasking routine right now, hey?
Multitasking, yep.
So you guys are actually on a little 3-date tour this weekend that we're talking to you on the weekend of the 25th and 6th. You had a couple shows in California. You've got another one tonight. And last night, you played in Arizona, right? Scottsdale.
Yeah, we played in Scottsdale. So it was fucking incredible.
Now, I understand you guys actually had that performance recorded for some friends of us, of The Grind, Music for Cancer, and their upcoming DVD.
Yeah, we got contacted. They asked if they wanted to film the show, and we said absolutely. We did a little tribute to Tony Sly while we were at it, too.
Very, very cool. Now, for people who are maybe tuning in and don't know exactly what is going on, we are talking to some of the guys from Implants. It's a awesome California group formed with lots of rich history in the punk rock scene. Members from Strung Out, Pulley, 10-Foot Pole, The Tank, X-Death by Stereo, Voodoo, Glow Skulls, all sorts of stuff. Let me ask you right off the top, are you guys getting sick of getting the are you a super group question?
Pretty much. Yeah, I could say we are. Not really that. I mean, people could look at it as that, but it's not. Well, it's not our original intention. It was just finding people that were available to do this, and they were doing it. And you know, we know each other. We're friends. Mm-hmm. That's how the whole thing started, and now it's kind of blown up into this. And nice though, it's a compliment.
How was it performing on stage? Like first time that you guys played? I'm assuming earlier this spring. Did you guys have the nervousness that you had, you know, early on in your careers? I mean, you guys are most in successful established bands as well. So does that, you know, new stage as a new band freak you out at all? Or what kind of new energy give you?
I was scared. I'll be honest, I was scared shitless.
Yeah?
I was like, according to what Jim said, I looked like I was like a deer in a headlight. I felt like I was like 14 years old again. I just played my first show because it was just a big deal to me. Yeah, the first show is kind of a train wreck, but you know, all first shows are still, yeah.
There you go, yeah. So it's like a new energy sort of pumped into you guys with this new project, hey?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the music's great. We all like playing it. You know, for me, it's fun because, you know, Bully does 4 months out of the year. This gives me an opportunity to play year-round. So that's my biggest, you know, the rest of the band plays on a regular basis. Yeah, it's nice to go up and play original music that we wrote together and go out to it. Like, I got into Bully when, you know, to replace Jim Cherry, and so the stuff was kind of already established. It's a whole new fresh thing, and mm-hmm. It's nice to be part of the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can I get you guys to just speak up a little bit? We seem to be getting a little bit of cellular interference here as you're traveling.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the desert right now. Yeah, we're driving to the desert as we speak.
So I should be lucky that I have a connection with you at all then.
Yes.
So you guys, in the past, we've spoken to you, and we know that that you are not rushing into implants. You guys are methodically taking your time and making sure that everything is done right with this new project, and have the control that you want to have on that. That being said, I know that there are a lot of fans that are waiting for some announcement on when your 12-track debut album will be released, and I understand that's coming up fairly sooner than later.
Yeah, I mean, we want to get the album finished first and foremost. Brian Green's mixing the album right now.
Okay.
He's already mixed 6 tracks. They sound incredible, and he's going to finish up the other 6 in the next couple weeks or so. So we're just doing that. We don't, like I said, we don't want to, like, rush it. Again, it's self-financed. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, when we have the money, we're able to get things done. Ryan's taking care of the first 6 songs. And we have people going to labels now. We have promo packs put together, and they're going to labels. And so we wanted to get at least 6 songs mixed completely. So those are done, but, you know, it's not mastered yet.
Yep.
But we are trying to get along as fast as we can, because I really don't, you know, every person we talk to is, when you guys going to have something out? Yeah. But unfortunately, all we got is the stuff on Facebook, and that's great music, but I'd like people to hear everything. It's definitely going to help the shows, that's for sure, because the cool thing is people know those 4 songs already. Mm-hmm. They're singing along with them already, and that's just from, you know, the computer from Facebook. So we'd love to have it out in a week right now, but, you know, it just takes time when you have money coming out of your own pocket.
Oh, definitely. I think you guys are doing a great job of feeding a bit to the fans, a little bit at a time, and creating that demand that people are just like, okay, I've heard a few tracks, I know the show is going to be fucking solid.
It's not something, it's the only thing we can do because of the money situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A teaser of this song, These Walls. You can hear more tracks at facebook.com/implantsband.
And you guys have been mostly playing shows in the States, but I understand that you already have your first international date booked for a little bit later this year.
Yeah, we're actually playing Calgary on December 1st. I think they changed the venue. I forgot the name of the place. But yeah, we promoter, really cool guy, hit us up and asked us to fly out there and do a show. So we're honored to be, like, doing our first Canada show December 1st.
I know a lot of my friends are really, really stoked on that. It hasn't officially been announced yet, but we can say it now. December 1st, it's a Saturday. More details coming up on that soon. And then what do you guys have planned? Like, do you have more international dates planned? Maybe some more dates in Canada?
We're more than down to have made that happen. It's just, you know, the right time has come around.
Yeah.
The right offer. If it was my choice, I would be on tour every day. But if it's not feasible for everybody in the band, it's not feasible for everybody like that, we just can't do it right away like that. I would love to pick up a leather and army tour Canada for 3 weeks. But I love it. I love being up there. It's always a blast. The kids are insane. I mean, you know, I'm jealous because actually Jim here is going to do the show with us in Calgary, and then he gets to stay out there for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually need a place to stay for a week. So I put the word out there. I'm doing this show on the 1st, and then Foley's playing a week later with Belvedere. So if anyone's got a place for me to stay for a week, that'd be great. I don't have any money, so I can't stay at a hotel.
If you're looking to put up a rock star up in your Canadian pad, then just get a hold of Jim. on Facebook or something like that, and that's how.
Yeah, just go to our facebook.com/implantsband and send an email saying, "Hey Jim, with the hey, how's the band?"
Oh, we could be getting into trouble announcing something like that, hey?
Yeah, well, I plan on asking a few people. We'll see what happens. that would be great.
So, yeah, really, anybody, if they're looking to find more info on you, if they want to check out, you guys have two songs that are up for download right now on your Facebook page and through Bandcamp. Facebook.com/implantsband is where they want to go, and they can find upcoming shows as well, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Now, how did you decide to go with Ryan? Like, obviously, you've worked with him in the past with various other projects.
Yeah, I mean, Bob sprung out to work with them, always worked with him. It was, 10-foot pole. Throughout the history, he's always been around, but he just moved back to L.A. Well, actually, not recently, but he was in Arizona for a really long time, and we just crossed paths with him, and we had the recording done, but we wanted to get it remixed, the music. That's part of the reason why it's been taken as long as it has. And so Ryan agreed to do it, which really stoked. And, it was more out of coincidence that we ran into him again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we necessarily seeked him out, but it was just, I know Ross has been working with him recently, and so that's how it all came about. We're really happy that he did it.
Awesome. Now, you guys, so far from the spring and on through the summer, you've played with bands like Drown the Witness, DC Fallout, Eakin is Dead, Prosthetic Arms. You've got a show coming up actually the day that this interview airs with your buds in Sidera as well. Who else would you guys like to share the stage with? I mean, it's early in this band's career, so I mean, you got to start making some goals and start working towards those, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of friends that are, in big bands. I'll play with anybody. I'm with those guys. I love hearing new kind of bands. I love hearing bands I've never heard before.
Yeah, the shows are fun. That's all we want.
There you go. Do you think ever a possibility of seeing a tour with Implants, Pulley, Strung Out, and the like?
I don't know about a tour.
Yeah.
As far as Pulley is concerned, cause,
Well, Pulley, yeah.
Yeah, but Strung Out, yes, possibly. Anything's possible. I mean, as far as that goes, I know we want to do some shows together. I know that we want to do some shows with Pulley locally, and as well as with Strung Out. Strung Out's offered to us, and. You know, the guys and Implants have asked me to ask Pulley, if we could do some shows with us. And so, no problem at all. I don't see it.
But I think the main thing with us right now is, we talked about it possibly coming up, but the bottom line is, if we have a bigger show, like, with Strung Out, with Pulley, with all those, bigger bands, we really want to have put out.
That's a big deal. We want to have the record done.
Definitely.
Right now, all these small shows that we're doing are for practicing more than anything else, getting used to playing live together. And like I said, our first show was a train wreck, and we've really improved. And they've all been small bar shows for the most part. They had nothing big. Again, we don't really want to book anything huge as far as any tours or any larger shows until we have something that, we have a record, an album finished.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, here it is. So,
I mean, because the bottom line, if you see an awesome band play live, you'll remember it for a little while. But I mean, you want to have keep that memory. Like,
yeah, you want to have that album out there so they can be like, yeah, remember that show? That was fucking awesome. Let's pop that disc in right now and listen to that again and get all amped up on the band.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah. Well, guys, I want to ask if there's anything else you want to get out there before we hit one more song from you guys and then roll into some more stuff here on the grind. I am definitely going to see you guys in Calgary. I am coming down for the show, and beyond that, like, tell people what else is coming up for this year that you guys can announce at this point.
At this point, we're just going to, like I said, finish the record. We're playing at a G-Joint next Friday in Anaheim, California.
That's our last thing going on till Canada.
Okay.
But I'm sure some things will pop up. Rob's going to be gone for a month. He's leaving with Strung Out again. So nothing huge, nothing major, but just get the record done. That's our main goal, is to get the label to pick us up or whatever happens, but we've got to get the album done. We're really concerned about getting that done as possible. Yeah.
Cool. Well, there you go. And people, keep connected with you. Facebook.com/implantsband. All latest news and that kind of stuff is there. You guys also have a Twitter account?
Twitter account is
@implantsband as well, I think it is, right?
we're looking it up. We're looking it up right now. Is it implantsband@yahoo.com?
Really, in this day of age, you could just search implants, punk rock, something to that effect on any of the major search engines, and you guys will be showing up in the results, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. There you go.
Sorry, we're not
prepared for that one. Yeah.
throw you a curve on that one. Awesome. Chris, Jim, thank you very much for your time, and I'll see you in December.
Sounds good, man. Can't wait for it. Thank you for the interview.
All right. Rock on.
Passes, another solid track from the Implants Camp. Just some confirmation on some of the things we talked about in that interview. It is at Implants Band on Twitter. And that Saturday, December 1st Implants show in Calgary is at Dickens Pub. And the official show announcement for that will be made on September 15th. And then you can find out the rest of the lineup for that show and how you can get your tickets. Of course, as mentioned, a week later, Jim will be hitting the stage again with his other band, Pulley, as they play two dates only in Canada with Belvedere. It's the Friday the 6th in Calgary, along with our Buds and Booze Cruise. That show is also at Dickens Pub. And then on Saturday, they'll be up in Edmonton at The Pawn Shop. The Grind will be down in Calgary filming the Implant show, and most likely the Edmonton Pulley Belvedere show as well. So we'll see you there. Back into the mailbox for some more features before we wind it down on Volume 136. Skate punk is in the veins of these next guys. From Stony Creek, Ontario, Rifkin released their full-length album Deadbeats earlier this summer, and we're stoked to spin some songs off of that album right here for you. Rifkin with Rock and Roll.
Down to the front row. The only place we know that we belong.
This four-piece formed back in 2008 and are constantly striving to capture their love of the genre by rocking out simple yet meaningful punk rock songs to anyone who will lend an ear. Building their name through several independent albums and shows across Canada with bands like the Flatliners, Gob, Cobra Skulls, the Agrolites, Living with Lions, the list goes on, including a short stint on the Warped Tour 3 years back. Black Eyes and DUIs right here on The Grind.
Hold on to every single word I say. Every faded yesterday. Your life is far from over.
You can find everything you need on Rifkin, including a free download for the full Deadbeats album that we've been plucking songs from at their website. It's rifkinrock.com. These guys have a strong release in Deadbeats, and it breathes a new energy into the group following their semi-hiatus that raged for most of last year. Rifkin, Old Habits Die Hard. We'll be right back. We're going to kick it back into metal mode for this next From the Mailbox feature. Ontario's Odium, off of their Burning the Bridges to Nowhere album, this is Blue Channel. Odium have been around since 2006, strengthening over the years to become a cohesive five-piece and releasing Burning the Bridges to Nowhere back in April of this year. The new album, along with their 2010 debut At the Bottom, was produced by legendary Canadian producer Greg Dawson, who has also had his hand in releases from Monin and Choke, to name a few. Becoming a name associated with a solid live show and talently shredding riffs, Odium will be hitting Ontario stages in Toronto and Peterborough in September. This is Insomnia. We'll be right back. Link up to ODM to stream more from Burning the Bridges to Nowhere by linking through their Facebook page. That's facebook.com/ODIUM music. Last one up from ODM, A Ghost Upstairs.
Fire!
again and again. That was Toronto, Ontario's Laugh at the Fakes, drawing their influences from classic rock to thrash metal. Hard rockers Laugh at the Fakes have recently released their debut record, One Night Only. And Again is one of those great songs that can be found on that 6-track release. Here's another melodic rockin' groove for ya from Laugh at the Fakes with Blinded. We'll be right back. staff at The Fakes have a couple of shows themselves coming up in Ontario and Quebec, including a monster metal bash at Lee's Palace in Toronto towards the end of September. You can connect with these guys at laughatthefakes.com. And one last track from Laugh at the Fakes on the Grind. In fact, this one will be wrapping up Volume 136. Make sure you stay tuned to thegrindprc.com or facebook.com/thegrindprc for more info on our upcoming programs, including a bunch of interviews from Marcus, now back from his most recent European adventures. Double kicking our way into the weekend, this is Laugh at the Fakes, 2 years too long.
My dues are paid. Years go by and dreams.